It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Christopher Hogwood, English conductor, musicologist, and harpsichordist, who studied and specialized in early music and Baroque repertoires, has died. He was 73. Hogwood died Wednesday at his home in Cambridge, England, after an illness that had lasted several months. An exacting maestro who devoted as much energy to lectures and writing as to performance, he wrote extensively on German composer George Frideric Handel and gave long lectures as well as master classes in Europe. Hogwood founded the Academy of Ancient Music, one of England's premier Baroque ensembles, in 1973 with help from the Decca recording label, and created approximately 200 albums with its musicians. The Academy of Ancient Music embodied what would eventually become Hogwood's lifelong pursuit, the advocacy and preservation of a certain style of performance called historically informed performance. Musicians in the group typically performed on museum-quality instruments, some of which are centuries old. Hogwood is survived by his sisters Frances, Kate, and Charlotte, and his brother Jeremy. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra was scheduled to open its 70th season this week, but musicians have been locked out of their workplace since September 7th, when their contract expired. The same thing happened just 2 years ago. Back then, negotiators reached a new agreement before opening night. This year, not so lucky. It's taken a little bit longer. Management is also standing firm. Stanley Romanstein, CEO of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra since 2010, says the orchestra especially needs to change its health insurance plan that up to now has cost each musician only $10 per week to cover an entire family. We are struggling to find an appropriate balance between truly great art and responsible finance, and we've not yet found a way to do that, Romanstein says. Principal flutist and union negotiating committee member Christina Smith says the musicians refuse to accept the premise that everything has been done to excellently fundraise for this institution. Smith points out that despite the deficits, CEO Romanstein has been awarded bonuses. The ASO's current conductor, Robert Spano, and its principal guest conductor, Donald Runicles, wrote a letter urging management not to balance the books on the backs of players. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.